Good morning. It is a snowy, sleety Tuesday morning. And we're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. It's important. We always do it because the most important thing a radio station can do is provide the information to keep you safe. So slow down, prepare, and take extra time, most importantly, if you have to be out in this morning. It's going to last through the day, and it will affect both the morning and the evening commute.
As you say, David, it's a good idea not to go out. It's not only the snow, but sleet, and that's when you get people banging into each other. So let's all be careful here. We love you all, and we want to make sure you're safe.
Indeed we do. Well, House Democrats are laying out their impeachment case against President Donald Trump, preparing for a big hearing to set the rules for tomorrow's expected landmark vote. Monday's report. Democrats on a House committee accuses Trump of abusing his high office to enlist a foreign power and corrupting the U.S. election, and then trying to cover up his misconduct by blocking the investigation. Some House members are already announcing how they will vote, and we're even seeing that some vulnerable Democrats are falling in line despite the risks to their reelection.
This is where leadership becomes very important. When Nancy Pelosi was named as Speaker, there were grave doubts about her ability to do this and do it well. Well, she's doing it, and she is doing it extremely competently. So she all of a sudden has become, and not so all of a sudden, the hero of the Democratic Party. And committee chairmen who are in the relevant committees have fallen into line and are basically watching the leader for their instructions, if you want that as the right word. And when she looked at the president, then she said, "With you all, roads lead to Putin." And each of these times when she has had great courage and guts speaks extremely well of her and the way that she has organized all of this. And so I'm just simply saying this is well organized. It's going down in the history books. He will be impeached. Whether he will be removed is another whole story, because the Senate is in the hands of the Republicans. And there'll be tremendous pressure on some senators who come from marginal states to vote in favor when they are saying anything but. Now, we all get it, David. We know why they're doing it. They want to stay in office. And they know if they vote for conviction, they're done. So they're not going to do it. It's that simple. When you get people like Susan Collins and others, they'll make noises, all right, as they have in the past, but it's very doubtful they're going to vote for conviction. Trump will say it's a tremendous victory for himself, but of course, impeachment is impeachment.
And yet there sits the American public as divided as ever, entrenched in their own political viewpoints.
That's right, David. Republicans aren't budging. This is a classic war between those people who want to keep it the way it's been and those who see the train coming down the track. And that train, of course, is soon to be a majority of Americans will be of either color or Hispanic, and the political establishment will be changed. And so any kind of rear guard action, whether it's keeping immigrants out of the United States or reducing the number of people on the voting rolls or making it harder to vote rather than easier, those are all techniques that you're going to see as the pushback. Now, because the Republicans represent the haves in this country, it does raise the issue of, if you have the resources, can you stop progress from going forward? And the answer to that is probably yes. We have seen large numbers of people who have been prohibited from voting one way or another. And if you have the money, you have the resources, you can buy the ads on television, it can mean a great deal.
Of course, votes on impeachment mean a great deal to lawmakers. We have some in our area, including Anthony Brindisi, a Democrat from the Utica area, and of course, Antonio Delgado, Hudson Valley, both in purple districts. And then you have a piece in the Washington Post this morning, Alan. A moderate congressman went all in for Trump. Her constituents think they know why. A Representative Elise Stefanik went from tiptoeing around the question of Donald Trump in 2016 to fiercely battling with his antagonist last month. Her shift says a lot about the politics of impeachment.
Well, it does. She comes from a Republican district. As we have said, the Republicans are all in for Trump, and they're not budging, and she's doing what her political instincts tell her to do. There will be people who will call her names. There will be people who salute her, but she is what she is, and that's all there is to it. Now, as for Brindisi, we'll see. He won by a handful of votes. Whether he can survive this, I don't know. As for Delgado, this is a different story, because Delgado is, well, he comes from a very competitive district. I think he's built a reputation. I think he should be all right, but I don't think either of these men really had any choice. I take you back to Pelosi's leadership and what she had to say, and I don't think either of them were in the position to say to her, "I'm not going to do it."
Well, some Rensselaer County officials say they're not going to do it. They announced yesterday they would seek to re-argue their court challenge to the law, that's the green light law, that allows undocumented immigrants to receive driver's licenses. The federal judge on Friday, Allen, of course, rejected Rensselaer County Clerk Frank Merola's lawsuit, paving the way for the green light law to take effect yesterday. And Merola says now he's not going to carry it out.
Well, if you say to a judge, your ruling doesn't stick with me, I'm not going to obey you, that puts you in contemptible circumstances, let's put it that way. Obviously, he is doing what his constituents want him to, or many of them do. There is a great case to be made for the green light law. You don't want people driving, and they are, without licenses, without having passed driver's tests. And this makes great sense. On the other hand, the people who are opposed to it are yelling that these people are here illegally. We don't want to start vesting them with rights. I get it. To me, the idea of allowing them to drive and drive legally far outweighs anything else that you could think of here.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, with us. Thank you, sir.
And thank you, David.